I was 24 when I got saved, and Betty really mentored, and we prayed together, and the many things that that she's instilled in my life and us coming down. That's why I heard about Elmwood was through her, and the one sister's mother that just passed. And I thank God for my mother. She started playing the piano or pecking around when she was 6 years old, and she went to Ohio State. She majored in music there. Says she met, I forget the guy, the one that ran, that got the gold medals in Germany. You know what I'm talking about. She had met him.
Jesse Owens.
She sure did meet him. Said he was a quiet man. Quiet, yeah. And there was five of us kids. There's two of us left. I can't tell you how many kids and people that called her mother and mama, because everywhere she went or what church she was at, she was always mothering somebody. She told me, she said, I could have had a career in music, but that's not what I wanted. I just wanted to marry your dad and have his babies. She loved my dad, and they had five of us. But I thank God, you know, for her. I thank God. Brother Shepherd used to come up to Urbana, and he prayed with us. And he always said, hey, sis, when he called me, and tell me how that God has strengthened me, because I raised my two sons not without a father, because their father was not there for them or us. And then I said, I'm not going to raise anymore. I'm done. This is what I was saying to God. And he said, count it as a privilege, opportunity, and a privilege to those that I send to you. And so I had my granddaughter for 6 years. She still calls me all the time. And I had a great and two great nieces. Savannah's one of them. She's a daughter to me. But I thank God, because they have been such an opportunity and a privilege, because they still get in touch with me. They still call me. They still, I'm mama to them. And I thank God, you know, for that and for what I've been able, through God, to instill in them. So an aunt of mine asked me to write a poem about mothers, and for Mother's Tea. This has been, I can't tell you what year it was. It's been so long ago, but I know I've shared it here before. But it's, mothers is one of God's greatest and lasting gifts. She draws her children around her, for they are the lights of her life. And she comforts and protects them, sheltering them from harm and strife. What wonderful gifts they are to her, but only on loan for a short time. As God in his gracious mercy strengthens her for the difficult climb. Now, he knew the task wouldn't be easy, but he equips her for each and every day. As she leans on him completely, never forgetting how to pray. How awesome is our Lord in his plan and purpose for mothers. In his miraculous design of his creation, they're like no other. With patient hands for loving service, forming lives and drying tears, being so faithful in their upbringing and even chasing away all their fears. Taking time to bake cookies and to read to them a book, mend a shirt or brush their hair or cuddle up in some little nook. When they're grown up and gone away with children of their own, she feels so blessed and thankful for the tender heart of God's love she's shown. So we all have such a heritage and a lasting legacy we've passed on that was received from our own mothers. It's a beautiful sharing that has just grown and grown. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.